This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is 12:03, coming up to 12:04 on this Wednesday, the 19th of February, 2020. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise BizBytes. Today, I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Audrey Raj.
Our producer of the day, of course, is Christine Wong. Holla at us, Christine. We're going to be talking about money today. Actually, this is because of the back of the Randstad Work Monitor results, fourth quarter 2019, that show 71% of respondents expect Malaysia's economy to improve in 2020. Little quote from that: many people tend to start searching for a new job after they've received their year-end bonus, especially if they have no opportunity to be promoted or receive a pay rise in 2020. So one in three respondents, 33%, have changed employers in the past 6 months. That got us thinking, maybe we should ask a question around that. So we did. We posed this question: which would you be more satisfied with and why? A bigger bonus or a bigger increment? Very simple question. Let us know why on which one via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We have a poll running on both, available at BFM Radio. Our Twitter poll right now has around 130 votes. 89% of you are saying you prefer a bigger increment over a bigger bonus. And over on Insta Story, it's a very similar kind of picture. Around 85% of you are saying you'd prefer a bigger increment. We'll update that throughout the show, of course. But the story after that is about an NBA player. He's trying to sell you something a little bit different.
He's selling you his contract.
Dun, dun, dun. And then final story of the day, pet sitting for free.
It's a genius idea.
It's a genius idea, is it? I've got more details on that. And of course, at around 12:30, we'll have an update from the KLCI. So I'll quickly run through some of these stats that Randstad have sent through for the Work Monitor. According to the quarter four results, 71% of Malaysia-based respondents expect the economic situation to improve in 2020. More than four in five respondents, 82%, also expect their employers to perform better financially in 2020 than in 2019. I love the way in which they phrase that. I expect you to perform better in this quarter than in last quarter. Jaya Das is the managing director of Randstad Singapore and Malaysia, somebody we managed to speak to a little bit later on in the show. And they said, many local businesses are hoping to see the diversion from the global trade war and increase in consumer confidence to continue through to 2020. In addition, many government initiatives to improve infrastructure and develop cities around KL are also expected to be set in motion this year. These factors boost the confidence of the local workers, who are hoping to see more new, challenging and rewarding jobs in the market. However, local businesses will still keep a watchful eye on the economic impact of weakening global trade, trade growth and the COVID-19 outbreak, of course, which is affecting a lot of businesses. High expectation for pay raise and bonus in Malaysia. More than 8 in 10 respondents expect a pay rise, 81%, or a one-time bonus, 84%, at the end of the employer's fiscal year. This is explained with, it's aligned with the results from other surveys. Malaysian workers have always ranked salary and financial rewards as important factors that would determine their loyalty towards their employers. As the quality of life in Malaysia improves, local employees will aspire to earn a higher income, not just to pay for necessities, but also live a more comfortable life. And as we mentioned, one in three respondents have changed employers in the past 6 months. Some interesting stats. Moving on from one employer to another is something that I was keen to kind of look at and explore a little bit. Wondering why perhaps that is. Is it just based on the fact that they're not getting paid enough money or their bonus was not good enough? Is that why they chose to move on? And how important is that in a motivating factor for you to want to move on? Or is it a trend that we're looking at for potentially younger employees first coming into the market, getting their first new job and then going, this is not quite for me, moving on to do something else? What do you think?
I think it, like you said, it kind of depends on the level of employee as well, because you can compare like bonuses and raises for different kinds of people, but then different people in different brackets get different types of bonuses. So if you ask someone maybe in, you know, C-suite people, they might tell you something else because the bonuses that they get are pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And if you ask someone...
C-suite suites.
See, I didn't do that on purpose. Yeah, but it happens. But if you ask someone who's getting a smaller bonus, then they would say like they want to sort of prolong that maybe over the course of a year, and they would prefer bigger increments because then next year they would get another increment to build off on, and you'd have like a better foundation to build yourself up as an employee. So I think it really depends. If you're getting such a big bonus, if you're getting like a 6-month bonus and your pay is big, then you can do what you would normally do with an increment with the bonus that you get. You can start an emergency fund. You could have a, you know, you could have a proper savings. You could build like a more solid financial foundation. But if you are just you know, if you're an employee for 2 years, if you're just starting in a company and your bonuses aren't that big, then maybe an increment would be better.
I also think it comes down to the sector that you're working in, you know, which industry as well. Because if you're in the financial industry, it's very different from, say,
radio.
From the media industry. And sometimes, like Arv said, you know, with a really solid increment, it's comparable to getting a good bonus. Mm-hmm. And you get that every month. So on top of everything that Arv just said, you could also just buy yourself, you know, treat yourself every month as well as you would, you know, getting a nice big fat bonus. So it all depends on which sector, which industry, your level as well, like Arv said. So it really depends.
Mm. I think that the choices that we've given as well, I mean, obviously there's only two choices, and I think it's an emotional versus a logical kind of discussion too. You know, a bigger bonus is that, ooh, money. You know, you have that immediate response and your brain is automatically thinking on what you're going to spend it on and how you're going to spend it and are you going to invest in it and whatever. Mm. Whereas your increment, it just becomes one of those things that's it's a recurring thing, you know. You could got a little bit extra to put away each month, but you don't really necessarily see it. Do you know what I mean?
So that's the thing too. So I'm thinking, like, what would you, let's just give a theoretical example, right? So what would you call like a good increment or like a sizable increment? 800 ringgit? 1,000 ringgit?
Yeah, I mean, anything kind of over the rate of inflation, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just say 1,000 ringgit. So over the year, that pans out to 12,000 ringgit.
Yeah. Which is a considerable increment.
Yeah. So many. You've got 89% of the people on Twitter right now saying that they'd prefer a bigger increment. So would they prefer a 12,000 ringgit amount over the year as opposed to, say, getting a 20,000 ringgit bonus? For me, it just doesn't make sense. Mm. It all depends on how much it comes up to, isn't it?
Also, I think when you have a bigger increment, you sort of level up as an employee. So it takes you to like a different bracket. And then if you want to go look for another job on the outside, you can use that increment or your new pay or your new salary to demand for something more. But with a bonus, you can't. No one goes to a new company and shows them their bonuses and go like, look, I got this bonus last year, so I should get better salary, because that's not a benchmark. That's not something you can go off on. But with increments, you sort of you're seen as they should be able to pay you more or at least match the amount that you're getting in a different company. And that's a sort of like bargaining chip for you.
So I guess it comes down to where you are in the career ladder as well. If you're just starting out, maybe a bigger increment would make more sense in case you're hoping to jump to a different job, then at least you're already up there, you know, when it comes to your salary. But then, you know, as you move on and the more senior you get in your position, sometimes increments aren't so great. So a bigger bonus would be a nice way to, you know, enjoy Christmas.
But then again, there's people sat at home saying it's nice to get a really nice bonus. It's not so nice to get hit with a nice lot of tax to pay off
on
my bonus as well. So I'm guessing that's probably coming to the decision of some of these people on the votes. Do let us know what you think, though. Again, that question, would you be more satisfied with a bigger bonus or a bigger increment, and why? This is because we're talking to you about the Randstad. It is the Work Monitor 2019 quarter four results. 1 in 3 respondents have changed employers in the past 6 months, and many people start looking for a new job after they've received their year-end bonus, especially if they have no opportunity to be promoted or receive a pay raise in this coming fiscal year. We're going to take a break with some music from the Raconteurs with Help Me Stranger. When we come back, more discussions on this and some of your feedback on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9.
The Business Station.
We're talking about big fat money, not big formidable media today here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Particularly a question for you, which would you be more satisfied with and why? A bigger bonus or a bigger increment? We've been speaking to you about Randstad's Work Monitor 2019 Q4 results. 71% of Malaysia-based respondents expect the economic situation to improve in 2020. More than 4 in 5 respondents, that's 82%, also expect their employers to perform better financially in 2020 than in 2019. I suspect that some of these results may alter over time because of the COVID-19 outbreak as well. And that, you know, that's something we're going to have to look at the next set of results in the next quarter. But one in three respondents, 33%, have changed their employers in the past 6 months. And part of this could be because many people tend to start searching for a new job after you've received your year-end bonus, especially if there's no opportunity to be promoted or receive a pay rise in 2020. A little bit later on, we managed to speak to Jaya Das, the Managing Director at Singapore and Malaysia for Randstad, and get a few quotes there. But first, I want to touch on some of the responses we've had on Instagram and, of course, WhatsApp. Over on Instagram, some of the messages that we've got there, if I can just quickly scroll through with that without this thing going bonkers on me, Split Cure. Because it's hard for certain people to save up on a monthly basis, I'd prefer an increment. May lifts, I get my salary every month, not bonuses. A job with no increment, what's the point? Increments bring higher monthly recurring money into your salary. I'd rather have an increase in monthly salary than a one-off payment. Bonus, because you get a lump sum cash that you'll splurge and regret later. Bigger bonus is just a one-time thing. Bigger increments last longer. Bonus is just a one-shot. An increment is the real income grower. The bonus is uncertain and dependent on various factors. An increment is much more certain comparatively. And not both. Maybe a bigger personal growth. And the other one, the final one, is for bigger increments.
Over on WhatsApp, this comes from Johan, who says that he would choose increments because if I get a small bonus due to company's performance, at least I can save up that increment for that extra bonus. There's one from Raz who says, bonus is not fixed and permanent. If a company does well, then you will be paid a bonus. However, once an increment is given, it becomes part of the basic salary regardless of the performance of the company. The basic salary must be paid. So, of course, many will prefer increment over bonus, and many companies don't pay bonus if they are not very profitable, but they must pay your salary. And then there's one from Vijay who says, increment is certain, bonus is uncertain, so you decide.
There you go.
And looking at Twitter, our poll right now, 89.7% of our listeners prefer a bigger increment to a bigger bonus.
Smart are you lot, smart. Over on Insta Story, 85% bigger increment compared to 15%. Like I said, you know, emotional versus rational kind of decision, perhaps. And I think also it depends, I think you touched on it earlier, Audrey, whereabouts you are in that kind of career ladder, you know. As a younger kind of employee, perhaps that bigger bonus might be that kind of bright, shiny thing that you go, oh, you know, I've worked hard. It's a big chunk of change. It's going to work really well. I'm going to put that in my bank balance and just sit on it. Except that's not really what happens, is it?
So here's the thing, right? Like for me, outright, if you ask me right now, I would say a bigger increment. But I think I've spoken about this on air before. You know, there were those years where I worked in the financial industry. Yeah. And I remember the first time I got my bonus and it was ridiculous. It was the first time I'd actually seen a figure like that before. I was like smiling in my bank account, you know. And I think I've said this before on air. With that bonus, I took 7 of my family members to London, to Liverpool, and to Paris. And it was a wonderful 2 weeks out there. And, you know, those are memories that I will take for the rest of my life, right? I'll enjoy for the rest of my life. So that was really that experience of getting a bonus that size. And, you know, would I have, like, traded that for a bigger increment? I got an okay increment, but like I would not trade a bonus like that for a bigger increment. But this is like a really huge number, you know. So
any regrets moving to radio, perhaps, you know?
Not at all. I love coming to work and, you know, talking about all this on
other
air with the
getting
both
lots
of you.
Of money.
And Chris, of course.
Yeah, interesting.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I've never had a bonus like that, where, but I have had decent bonuses, but I've managed to take those smaller bonuses and use them for a good thing. You know, I've put them aside and I've saved bits of money and I've done decent enough things, but it's been a case where I've had to save that bonus for like a year and then add the other bonus to it a year later. And then that's when I can go, okay, now I can do something a little bit. But that's just, you know, how we think, right?
But then how many of us have that, you know, around bonus season when something needs repairs or the car needs to
every
go to the workshop?
Every single time.
Or the laptop starts to...
Exactly. We were just saying just a couple of weeks ago, as we knew that roughly our bonus would be coming in very shortly, my laptop started to give way.
Making noises. That is never made before.
Shutting down. It did the same thing last year around bonus season.
Or just as you check your bonus on, you know, the online app, you know, your phone falls and it cracks. And there goes the bonus.
That's right. With that in mind, we managed to speak with Jaya Das, the managing director of Randstad for Singapore and Malaysia. Asked a bunch of questions, thanks to Christine. How has employee confidence in the economic situation changed since the last survey? And what brought about this change?
The government plans which were previously on hold are definitely back on track. They are at a slower rate, but it has enforced confidence against within the local Malaysian workforce. I think they've also gained traction in the manufacturing space because companies are looking for low-cost centres outside of China. So I think the recovery in the manufacturing space or the growth there is also boosting some of this confidence level among employees.
Do we expect to see drastic differences next quarter due to COVID-19?
At the moment, our observation is business as usual. I think it's important to continue to monitor for changes. Unlike Singapore, where they've revised the GDP growth, Malaysia hasn't seen a major impact yet, probably because the number of cases are still low. So this is a wait-and-see situation a little bit for the coming quarter.
Are Malaysian salaries, on average, in line with global stats?
If you look at the statistics that are out there, it's basically stated that if a Malaysian worker produces an output of a US $1,000, they would be paid an approximate of US 340 against that output. However, the corresponding wage received by a worker in another benchmark economy for producing the same level of output is higher at the US 510. So there is a bit of a gap if you look at where Malaysian salaries are compared to the other economies. Certainly more can be done locally in terms of ensuring better education, a shift to white-collar work with the help of digital transformation. And elevating the overall workforce skills will definitely help increase the pay scale for Malaysians.
In the survey, we've mentioned it a few times, 33 of respondents said that they changed their employers in the past 6 months. Is this driven primarily from dissatisfaction with the bonuses and the pay increments?
Our survey results always indicate that salary is a top-notch driver when it comes to Malaysian employees or potential candidates. And yes, it is a top differentiator. However, if you look at the millennial generation, what they're motivated and driven by is not just the salary package. They're actually interested in finding work that allows them to find their purpose or basically be attracted to a vision or a focus for opportunity in the future. So these things tend to go in tandem, but definitely salary is the major differentiator, I think, for employees to move.
Final question then. Do you think that the percentage of respondents changing employers will remain similar in the next quarter? Why or why not?
Companies are definitely hiring, but they are very targeted in the skills that they're going after. I think primarily because the focus is for the next five-year growth that is based on innovation and digitalization. So hiring is very rampant in Malaysia, but it has to be for specific skill sets that companies are after. I think within the next 2 years, you will see a different set of skill sets come out of the market, and the requirements for why they will pick an employee is going to be very different to what it stands for today. So I think when people are looking to change work or employment, if they're interested in growth, they need to also understand what skills they bring to the table.
Some really interesting observations there. The third question about the salaries and being on average and whatnot, quite a bit of a disparity, 340 versus 510. And looking at stuff like the cost of living as well, which is obviously a very big factor. And this is affecting savings and perhaps why people are looking at increments over bonuses and one thing or another. The millennial generation looking for finding that motivation as to why they might move on. I think that's something we've touched on quite a bit. We know that the younger generation, you know, has, you know, itchy feet, if you like, and they want to hop around and find what they want. But I think there was a period where we were all a little bit like that, and I don't think that's too unusual. But the whole thing about finding the right skills moving forward and how, you know, the employment sector is changing very, very rapidly. And we're seeing this real movement towards, you know, freelancing and gig economy, and we're talking a lot about it. And I don't think that there are many employers out there who have started taking it really seriously and looking at perhaps a little bit later how their employees, you're going to be having these transient employees. You're going to have old-time employees who have been there 5, 6, 7, 8 years and are probably less likely to move. They've settled, they've found what they want to do, whereas you're going to have like this revolving door of kind of younger generation who are hungry for something. This is not quite right. That's not quite right. I'm going there. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try that. I'm just wondering how that's going to affect like the baseline cost and baseline kind of, you know, amount of money that a company takes in at the end of a year.
I mean, if for the company, it makes sense to give increments because if you go to this site called Investopedia, it says that a small percentage raise each year can be less costly than paying bonuses that often fluctuate with sales or production numbers. So, you know, if you it's these bursts of cash flows, right, that happen like every season, it kind of makes sense. I don't know, but it kind of makes sense financially, even for companies to pay increments because then it's a slower process, it's a more even process than sort of having these sudden surges of money going in and out of the business. I mean just on a surface level that seems logical.
It's also how it just hits the cost center in that 1 or 2 months that you pay out the bonus, right? All of a sudden you're like, oh, it's painful. So I guess
it's bonus season, it's tax season, all coming one after the other, right? Right, we're going to wrap up on that, but we are still asking that question. Would you prefer a bigger bonus, a bigger increment? Let us know which one you'd prefer and why. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes with the KLCI update and story number two about the NBA player that has something to tell to sell you. He wants to sell you his contract. Huh? More on that in a few minutes. Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.